Usually by this time on the eighth day of the octave of Christmas, I am finished reading all of my many Christmas cards. But unfortunately, this year, I haven't finished reading all of them yet. I've read about 125 so far, and I have about 75 more cards to read. And as I read these beautiful Christmas cards, it'd be interesting to do a little comparison between the secular cards that I receive and the religious cards that I received. And although I haven't done quite a scientific study yet of the religious cards, I think that the most popular religious Christmas card depicts Mary holding baby Jesus. The Christmas card that I sent this year, as it does most years, has Mary holding Jesus in her arms. I even noticed that some of the stamps have Mary holding the Christ child. Here is the best one I received: the card and the stamp and the return address have Mary holding the child Jesus in her arms. Pope St. John Paul II of blessed memory, in a sermon he gave on this very date in 1979 for today's Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, said, "There is no image that is better known and that speaks in a more simple way of the mystery of the Lord's birth than that of the Mother with Jesus in her arms. Is not this image," he says, "the source of our extraordinary confidence?" So we reflect on this beautiful solemnity of the motherhood, the maternity of Mary. We think of her with Jesus in our arms. In fact, in the Eastern Church, in the Eastern Byzantine iconographic tradition, you never, ever, ever, never, ever have an image of Mary by herself. Ever. She is always holding Jesus in her arms. But in that same homily for this great solemnity back in 1979, Pope St. John Paul II says there is yet another image of Mary and her son in her arms: the Pietà. You know, the Pietà, that image of Mary with Jesus taken down from the cross. In the words of Pope St. John Paul II, "With Jesus who died before her eyes on Calvary and after her death returns to those arms on which he was offered as a savior of the world at Bethlehem." You know, Michelangelo has sculpted the most famous Pietà that is in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome of Jesus in the arms of his mother after his death. And we're blessed to have a Pietà here at St. Felix in the back of the church, where so many of the faithful light votive candles. They fly to Mary with confidence and light candles, especially asking Mary to hold their children and grandchildren, our children and grandchildren, in her arms. And so Pope St. John Paul II contrasts these two images of Mary holding Jesus. One, where she's holding the newborn baby Jesus, and the other, where she's holding the body of her son after he was taken down from the cross. Mary is a mother from beginning to end, holding Jesus from the wood of the manger to the wood of the cross. On this very date, on December the 31st, 1931, on the 1500-year anniversary of the Council of Ephesus, which infallibly proclaimed Mary to be the Mother of God, Pope Pius XI said, "But there is another matter which we think we should recall in regard to Mary's office of maternity, something which is sweeter and more pleasing, namely that she, because she brought forth the Redeemer of mankind, is also the most tender mother of us all." Indeed, Mary is the most tender mother of all of us. Mary is our mother, which Pope Pius XI says is something which is sweeter and more pleasing. When our Blessed Mother appeared to St. Juan Diego in Mexico City on December the 12th, 1531, Mary said, "Juanito, Juan Dieguito." She addressed him in the diminutive. She said, "Little Johnny, little Johnny, little Dieguito," she said, "listen and let it penetrate your heart, my dear son. Do not let your heart be disturbed. Am I not here, I who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms?" Let this message penetrate your heart on this Catholic Mother's Day. Mary is our dear mother. She loves each one of us so much. She calls us affectionately by name. Are you not under my shadow and protection? Are you not in the folds of my mantle and in the crossing of my arms? Mary has each one of us in the crossing of her arms. Just as Mary holds her son in birth and in death, Mary is holding us in her arms, in good times and in bad, and in sickness and in health. Are you not in the folds of her mantle and in the crossing of her arms? Our mother says to us today on this last day of the old year, as we get ready to celebrate the new year, "I am here. I am your mother. I'm holding you in my arms. Do not let your heart be disturbed." Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.